And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? As most people are aware, the Bible is divided into two major parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The word testament refers to a covenant or agreement. Thus, the Old Testament represented God's old agreement with humankind, while the New Testament represents His new agreement. However, as most people also know, each of the two testaments contains a number of individual books. The Old Testament has 39, while the New Testament has 27, for a total of 66. The original Old Testament documents were written mostly in Hebrew, with portions in Aramaic. Moses wrote the first five books of the Old Testament approximately 1,500 years before Christ, while Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, was composed about 450 B.C. Between the time of the writing of the book of Malachi and the writing of the first book of the New Testament, a time span of 400 years elapsed. The 39 books of the Old Testament are further divided into five distinct groups. The first group, composed of the five books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, is known as the books of law, because these books explain how God gave the Jews the Ten Commandments and other laws, how He chose the Jews as the people through whom the Messiah would eventually come, and so on. The second group of books in the Old Testament, composed of the 12 books of Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, is referred to as the books of history, since they record the history of the Israelites after receiving God's law. These books record the actions of the Israelites in much the same way a history book would record events in the United States, including wars, treaties, names of important leaders, etc. The third group of books in the Old Testament, composed of the five books of Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon, is known as the books of poetry. These books contain songs, pithy quotes applicable to everyday life, and important spiritual truths.